What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalichi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. The topic for today is we don't earn the same. Recently, I was talking to a mentor of mine at work. He had just moved his family down from Maryland to Atlanta, and we were just talking about housing prices and how crazy interest rates are right now, and the fact that he still decided to buy a house, even regardless of all of that. And he was like, "You man, like, look, I have a family. They need a place to stay. I'm buying a house." And we were just talking about it. And then we talked about like why he still bought the house and the area he bought the house in. And then he mentioned how much the house was. And my mind was blown. I was like, wait, what? And he started laughing and he laughed at me. And he said, and I was saying like, yo, I can't imagine paying that much for a house right now. Like it's just so much money. Like I can't even think to pay that much for a house. And he looked at me and we were eating as we were talking. He looked at me. He put his utensils down, looked me dead in the eye and said, "You shouldn't be able to imagine this. We don't earn the same." And he had such a serious tone when he said that it stuck with me. We don't earn the same. It was almost as if he was telling me like, yo, you can't compare where you are to where I am right now. You can't compare your beginning steps to where I've grown to. Like he is an executive in the company. And he was like, yo, bro, like in a sense, when he was saying, he was kind of like, yo, bro, you're just starting out your career. You just started working. I don't expect you to be where I am right now. You can work towards it, but we aren't playing the same game. We aren't in the same lane. I am much further ahead of you on this journey than where you are. We do not earn the same. And that sentence has stuck with me since he said it. Because of the way he said it, and also because of how important that sentence is. In the world that we live in today, we have an incredible amount of information about how people spend their money, what people spend their money on, or what we should be spending our money on. Everything from Instagram to TikTok to blog posts to articles and reels and all these things that tell us how somebody spent their money. I mean, there's a big thing on TikTok and on Instagram of here's how I spend this week's salary. Like basically just putting all these things out there and for us to literally compare ourselves, to openly compare ourselves and to a degree to start feeling pressure of how we are currently treating our finances. This is why it becomes so easy to start comparing ourselves to our friends and to the people that we see on Instagram, wondering, oh my God, how are they able to do that? We look at how some of our friends spent money on their weddings and we compare ourselves and like, man, how are they able to do all the things? We see people traveling to the most beautiful parts of the world for vacation and we're like, oh man, why can't I do the same thing? People buy new cars with the latest tech gadgets and we have to buy a new to me car, aka a used car, because that's what we can afford. But we compare ourselves like, what are they doing that I don't understand? How can they afford a Tesla and I'm still out here with a Honda? We look at people wearing the dripping with the latest swag, with the latest brands, with all the hype and everything. And we're like, why can't I afford the fear of gods as well? Why can't I drop $400 on a pair of shoes? Why can't I drop $600 on a shirt or a pants? Or why can't I just spend money on the same things that everybody seems to be able to afford? Or we see people post pictures about going to these restaurants, these vibey restaurants, these fancy restaurants where it's $100 a pop per person. And we start feeling like, yo, what is going on with me? What am I doing? We see people launch successful businesses and we question ourselves like, why can't I figure this out? We see people with large social followings and we're like, how are they doing that? But after I talked to my mentor, that one sentence has really stuck in my head. We don't earn the same. It follows a question that I've heard before, which is, what is the game that you are playing? Don't compare the game that you are playing to the game that somebody else is playing. If you're playing basketball, you can't compare yourself dropping 15 points to somebody who's playing football and has scored 10 touchdowns. It doesn't equate. It's different games, different opponents, different play styles. You can't look at the game that you're playing and compare yourself to the game that somebody else is playing or has played and has succeeded in that game. What game are we playing? What game are you playing? Because when you realize that you're playing a different game from everybody else, all of a sudden you get comfortable with decisions that you are making. When you have a vision and a picture of where you want to be, all of a sudden it gets easier and more comfortable to make the decisions that you're making for your life. After hearing that, every time I hear something from somebody else about an opportunity, I am learning to say this more often. I don't earn the same. Every time I see somebody doing something that is more successful, I have to say to myself, I don't earn the same, because there must have been a price that they were willing to pay that I might not be willing to pay. And so therefore, I don't earn the same. We all walk different paths, and we all walk different, we're all going to different destinations, and that is okay. But as Proverbs says, it says, think hard about the path that you will walk and then focus on it. So whatever path that you have decided to walk, keep your eyes locked on one foot in front of the other and focus on it. Don't look to the left or to the right. Stay on the path that you have decided for yourself. What is the vision that you have for your life? Move in accordance to that vision. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, one person you're just kind of like, about. And by that time, you'd have shared it with every single person that you know. Also, if you would be so kind as to do this, please leave a review of the podcast, whether it be on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, so other people can learn about what this podcast is all about. I really appreciate it. And like I said last time, every time I see a new review on the podcast, I'm going to share it with the entire group. I'm going to share it on the podcast listening platform. So I'll share it the next episode that I do. So anyway, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. I'm going to catch y'all up in the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all, and I'm out. Peace. Whoosh.